My scripture reading is in Psalms, and this is Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. A nation made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for these wonderful words of encouragement. And Heavenly Father, these words let us know that regardless of the circumstances, you are there for us. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on the remainder of this service and my message. And let everything be done to your praise and glory. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. Today I would like to bring my message to you. And I've chosen as a title for it, A Shaking Coming. And of course, as you know, there's a lot contained in that fairly short chapter of Psalms 46. And of course, as a whole, when you look at it, it's hardly no more wonderful words and verses and chapters in all of the Bible. My text that I've chosen is in verse 2. So let's look at that again. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. Wouldn't that be something if there comes a point in time, within our lifetime, in which the mountains are shaken to such an extent by the shaking of the earth, and you might want to say earthquakes, but a great shaking to the extent that the mountains would fall into the sea. Such a perilous time that would be. But yet if you believe God's word and if you believe the prophecies that are contained within his word, then you have to accept and believe that there is going to come that kind of a time. Yet in the future, there is coming. Of course, there's been great earthquakes in the past, and there are some pretty strong earthquakes now occasionally. But I don't think anything you would have to agree with the magnitude of what my text describes as the possibility of a shaking so great that the mountains slip into the sea. This is a psalm for times when your world is shaking. And I'd have to ask, how many of you have had a shaking in your lifetime? A momentous occasion We might even say, when you came home from school and you had just failed a test that was important, and God forbid that you would come home from school with the news that you had failed the entire grade and had to repeat it over. Perhaps you had to come home and tell your wife you lost a job. You don't have any money coming in now to support your family. And you're going to have to be looking for another one. How about having to come home with the news from a doctor that it was something horrible going on in your body, and you're going to have to face the consequences of that? That is time for a shaking. And it is a time that you are shaken when you meet certain of these circumstances. So all of us have faced, probably already in the past, and definitely will probably again in the future, face a shaking in our life. And you know, we would have to think, well, along with the shaking, there must be a reason. There must be a purpose behind this. And we have to question ourselves, what is it? What is the purpose behind this? Why did God allow this to happen? And of course, ultimately, God will prevail. Ultimately, God is in control. And everything works according to His plan. And nothing works without His knowledge. Without His knowing and having and being in control of whatever it is that's going on with whoever it is. Here is a psalm in this Psalms 46 that should bring peace to almost any person's troubled heart. And of course, when these shakings come in our life, naturally, along with the shaking, comes a troubled heart, a troubled mind, a disrupted kind of life or lifestyle. And it is said that the setting of this particular comforting psalm happened during the time of a foreign invasion of Israel. So you can see how the writer would have perhaps been inspired by this kind of comforting words from the Father God. And of course, ultimately, the bottom line is God is letting us know, no matter what comes to us, no matter what trouble it is, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how bad the news is, no matter what the event is, God is in control. He sees, He knows, and He also sees and knows who His family is and who is in His family. And He knows you, and He knows that you are one of His children. And we have the promises within His Word that you as His child and He as your Father, you're going to be okay. You're going to be ultimately taken care of. God is going to be with you. He's going to see you through whatever it is that you face. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. This Psalms is ideal for those who are targets of the enemy. And you remember last week, I think it was, when I had the message, and my title was Defeat Temptation, and we read who the great tempter of all was, and that as he is described as the prince of the air, Satan the devil, that he is the great tempter, and that we are his targets. And we are his targets because we love God and we're a child of God. And just as that makes us his target. The psalm offers comfort for our trembling times, for our times of shaking. God appears, do you notice, in the very first verse of this Psalms 46. God is there, just as he is in Genesis 1 and 1. This is not one that is impersonal. It is the God who loves us and is there for us, and he who offers his comforting Holy Spirit as a gift to all who would ask it. This is a loving God. And the secret of peace is that personal relationship that we find with God and in service to him. God is our refuge. Like Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." God is there for us. He is there in the shaking times. He's there in the troubled times. He's there when you are on your highest peak, the mountaintops of your life. And he's there when you're going through the lowest of the valleys. He is our refuge. Remember other psalms that speak of him not only as a refuge, but speaks of him as being the great provider. We hide when storms of life and when those periods that shake us, obviously we're troubled to the point that in a manner of speaking, we hide. But we are safe with him when our world is shaking. He is our strength. God gives strength to those who are weak. And waiting on the Lord renews our strength. How often it is that we want to jump ahead of the Lord. We want to almost skip the Lord and then go right on to some other manner of trying to solve the problem rather than turning the perhaps momentous and huge problem over to the one who can take care of it. So just learn to turn your problems. Turn these things that come to you that shake your life, turn them over to him. Let's look at Isaiah 40 and 31 and get some strength and encouragement from that. Isaiah 40 and 31. "Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Isn't those comforting words that lets us know that new strength, if you're weak, you'll get new strength by being a child of God. And whatever you need, God will provide. He'll give you the energy. He'll give you all that is needed to face those things that shake you in your life. He is a very present help in trouble. Our Lord is always there with us. He is greater than any trouble that we will ever face or anything that ever comes to us in life. God's peace is spoken of in this Psalms 46 in verse 2 through 7. Therefore, we will not fear. That's, person might would think, well, that's easy to say for you. But you have the assurance that if you are a child of God, God is going to be there for you. Read this 46 again. Take it personal for your life. God will provide. He will protect. He will comfort. He will be with you. Those horrible things can come against you at times. Faith emerges and soars as we think of the Father God and what He's done and what He can do for us. When faith comes, fear flees. When faith comes, your belief in God, your knowing that He will help you, that He is there for you to call on for every one of your needs. Faith comes, then fear has to flee. Is your faith like the ones who was in the boat with Yeshua when the storms came up and the winds blew and the waves were coming over the sides of the boat? Is your faith as one of those? Or did it have to take Yeshua calming the waves and the wind for that situation to calm down to the point that you did have faith? We need the faith when storms roar. And when they first come to us, we need to have the faith and the knowledge that God is there for us, and we need to go directly to Him. Not try to solve the problem ourselves. Not try to put all of our trust in the doctors and what they can do, in the hospitals and what they can do. We have the greatest of providers for every need in our life in Yeshua and in the Father Yahweh. And as such, in all of that knowledge, we have no fear, though the earth be removed. No fear, though the mountains fall into the sea. No fear, though the waves rage on the seas. No fear, though earthquakes shake the mountains. Just as the troubles that come to us in our life shake us in our life. Peace multiplies as we look toward heaven. When you think about what's coming with the next coming of Yeshua, peace multiplies as we look toward heaven. The river of life is there. The city of God is there. Jesus is preparing places there. Let's read how wonderful that is in John 14, 1 through 3. Let's read a promise here. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Isn't that wonderful? That city that Yeshua is completing now, that city along with Him coming back, coming down to this earth, and Him being here to dwell with us and among us. The Lord of hosts is with us now, as He will be in the future. And His Word promises the best for us, not only just in the future, but now, as we recognize Him and His love for us and His power and His might in providing. And we need to call on Him to exert that power that we need at times of shaking in our life. God's promises is spoken of in verses 8 through 11 in that Psalms 46. God is at work even when our world is shaking. Still in control. Still in His hands. Still within His plan. And it's going to work out. Let's look at Romans 8 and 28. Romans 8 and 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. Do you notice it's not talking about the ones that don't love God? It's not talking about the ones that are not in God's family, that don't claim Yahweh as their heavenly Father and Yeshua as their elderly brother. It's talking about working together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And you know, I believe every one of us in this sanctuary today are called of God to be in His family and to be the best that we can be in our service, not only to the Father, but also to those that we come in contact with, to our brothers and sisters in the church. God makes wars to cease. He can make weapons worthless. And you know, we've seen that in the six-day war in Israel with all of the enemies all around Israel, all coming against them. You're talking about, you know, at least four or five countries coming against the little nation of Israel. And yet God's hand was prevalent there. His working was there. He turned the weapons of war into being literally worthless. He caused the great shaking there. He caused the enemy's minds and their thinking to be distorted, to where they evidently at times turned guns upon each other rather than Israel. And we see God can make literally wars to cease and weapons to be worthless. He destroys the destroyers, the ones that would come against you. He can cause to go away from you a lot quicker than they came towards you. There's one testament that I, verse that I love in the Old Testament that assures Israel that it might be enemies that come against you in one direction, but when God gets through with them, they'll be leaving from you a lot quicker and in about six or eight different directions. God can work and does work miracles for His family and His children. We can be still and leave the future with God. We need to know that we need to be still and quiet more often in our relationship with God. More than not still and not quiet. God loves a person that is humble. A person that approaches Him with the respect that he deserves. With the honor that he has. He has saved us through faith in His only begotten Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He had the eternal plan, the master plan. It's still going on, still in His control. He still offers His Son, Yeshua, as a Savior for us, as welcoming in to His family. And John 1, 12 and 13, let's look at the assurance that we find there. John 1, 12 and 13. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He gave the right to become children of God. As many as wake up and come to their senses and hear the truth and then accept it and take it to heart. This Psalm 46, you should read as often as possible because it has so many wonderful thoughts and expressions throughout the whole of the verse. God is our refuge and strength. He will provide. Though troublous times come, those storms of life come against us, the waves beat upon us, God is there for us. Let's recognize and go to Him. And this Psalms should be a wonderful comfort for times of trouble. We begin and end each day in God's presence. And we need to ask Him to be prevalent in every day of our life, in every moment of each day. We need to ask for His comforting presence. God is sufficient when our world is shaking. And I have to believe that from a world standpoint, this world is shaking right now. It has too many horrible things, too many anti-God, anti-Christian things going on to be able to think otherwise. Our world is shaking. But God is sufficient to calm the seas of this world and of our life. And we can trust Him to bring us safely through all of the storms and the shaking of our life. If you would, stand with me in prayer. Let's first read the blessing of the Lord to all of us and us to each other. Read together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. And if you would bow with me in prayer, and I'm going to ask the blessing for our food and the blessing for our lives.